Good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. During the month of October, the subject of the broadcast is the freeness of salvation. Now, week one was dealing with the idea that the blessing of salvation are made free to all by the gospel. Week two dealt with the fact that it is the duty of all to accept the blessing of salvation by a penitent and obedient faith. And the main focus for this week's message is going to be around the idea that nothing prevents the salvation of the greatest sinner on earth but his own inherent depravity and voluntary rejection of the gospel. Now, for those of you that have your Bibles available, feel free to turn to John chapter 5, verse 39, as we turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, we'd like to look in the book of John chapter 5 and read verse 39 and verse 40 as we continue in this study concerning the freeness of salvation. Salvation is absolutely, totally free, and it's available to you today. If you're lost, you can be saved. You can be eternally redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing prevents you from being saved today. The only thing that stands in the way is your own internal depravity and your own voluntary rejection of the gospel. Notice what the Bible states in the book of John, chapter 5, and verse 39 and verse 40. Jesus says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life." Here, Jesus Christ is saying that lost sinners willingly stay away from him because they do not want to come to him. You see, it is man's own will that is depraved. It is man's own will that is contrary to God's will. Therefore, instead of coming to God, men naturally go away from God. Notice in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse number, well, we could read verse number 16, but we're not going to read John 3 and verse 16. Instead, we're going to look in verse number 19. It's a little bit later on than verse 16, but Jesus is doing the talking still. And Jesus says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." People are lost simply because they want to remain lost. The Bible states in verse number 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The Bible states in verse number 18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." You see, the condemnation is upon every man because they do not want to believe in Jesus Christ. And the difficulty is their own inherent depravity and voluntary rejection of the gospel. If you look in the book of Luke, chapter 23 and verse number 39, the Bible states that there were two thieves, one on either side of Christ when he was being crucified. The Bible states, "And one of the malefactors which are hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But one of the malefactors did not rail upon Christ. Instead, the other malefactor, he answered, rebuked the first one, and said, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Don't you understand that you are dying? Don't you understand that you're condemned? Don't you understand that soon you're going to go into eternity? Don't you know that?" The Bible states in verse number 41. And we indeed justly, in other words, we're guilty of this gross sin that's caused this, the officials to cause us to be crucified. We're guilty of that. Don't you know that? But in verse number 40, the Bible said, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he saith unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto this thief, who the world had condemned as guilty, Jesus said to this man, Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus Christ redeemed this thief on the cross, not because he was a good person, not because he was able to join a church, not because he was able to memorize so many scriptures. No, none of that. But this thief was simply recognizing his own guilt before Almighty God. And Jesus Christ saved his soul. The Bible states here that people are lost because they want to be lost, or they really don't understand that salvation is freely given to them by Jesus Christ. Nobody really deserves salvation. Nobody. There's not a just person upon the face of this entire world. But God has loved us, and God has given to us eternal life. You see, it's only when sinners want to be saved more than anything else that they will come to Christ, that he might give them everlasting life. This is what the Bible means when Jesus says in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 18 and verse 19, "He that believeth on me is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." There's a lot of scriptures that teach this exact same truth. In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, we find in verse number 37 that the Israelites did not come to Christ. They did not believe in Christ. They did not want Christ at all. And Jesus says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not." The Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that Jesus Christ desired to save the nation of Israel. He desired to redeem these Pharisees that talked to him in the book of John, chapter 5. But they would not come. They would not listen to him. You know, the exact same thing is true today. Because there are religious zealots that will not come to Christ, they stumble over the Word of God themselves, and they willingly convince many others to follow them. In Romans chapter 9, verse 31 through 33, the Bible states that the nation of Israel did not receive God's righteousness because they sought it by the keeping of the law. They thought that if they could just keep the law, it would be good enough. But they did not see that they could keep all the law simply by faith if they just simply believed in the righteousness of Christ. Notice what the Bible states here in the book of Romans chapter 9, verse 31. "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness." You see, in verse 31, Israel, they followed after that law of righteousness all the time, but they never could reach it. They never could fulfill it at all. Why was that? It's in verse 32. "Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." The Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that the only way that a person can ever be saved is by trusting in Jesus Christ and him alone. The Jews in the days of Christ did not understand, did not comprehend the things that God had for them. And they lost it all. They lost not only the things that God had for their nation, but they lost their own souls in that pursuit. Listen, don't do that. I pray today that you might see that Jesus Christ is the only one. He is the one that can wash away your sins. He's the only one that you need to go to. Jesus Christ is very adequate to do all of that. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and verse number 24. Notice what the Bible states here. Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. You see, this is what people are doing. They have forsaken the law of God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and the Bible states in verse 25, but you have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. The Bible states in verse 29, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. We don't want to be that way, but we just want to do what God tells us to do. In the book of Acts, chapter 13, and the Bible states here in verse number 46, when Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it is necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. The Apostle Paul, who is a great leader, who is a great missionary, said to the unbelieving Jews, you have put the word of God away from you. You do not want it. Because you don't want it, then we're going to go unto the Gentiles. You know, in a way, I'm thankful that this has happened, because this has led to my salvation. But I'm sorry that the unbelieving Jews did not hear the word of God. I wish they had. Today, if you're lost, remember this, that nothing in the world stands between you and eternal salvation. Nothing. I pray that you might understand that Jesus Christ has given his life's blood that you might be saved. The only thing that stands between you and eternal life is your own internal depravity and voluntary rejection of the gospel. That's the only thing. Just trust Christ, and he can give you rest.
You know, as I listened to the message, I couldn't help but think about the two opposite spectrums that we find with people and their attitudes toward salvation. There are those that feel they don't need the gift because they're already good enough. Then there are those that feel they can't receive the gift because they're too wicked or they've done too many bad things. Both of these groups are equally wrong. And as we talked about in week one, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And at the same time, we find in the scriptures that the Lord saved all kinds of people. Liars, thieves, murderers, prostitutes. The list goes on and on and on. There is no one good enough to avoid the need of salvation. And at the same time, there is no one wicked enough that they can't be forgiven and saved. The gift is free to all. And if you have more questions about salvation, I'd encourage you to log on to our website and check out the different articles, books, and audio messages that are available. The website address is independencebaptist.org. An even better way to ask your question would be to stop by and join us for services. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And this morning, we'll have Sunday school classes for all ages starting at 10 a.m. Then we'll have worship services at 11 a.m. We'll also have Sunday afternoon services, which will start with a prayer meeting at 3:45, and that'll be followed by worship services at 4:30. Well, before our time slips completely away, I do want to take a second and thank everyone for listening and ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the last of our messages on the freeness of salvation.